You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome back to the third episode of the four-part series that was recorded live at the Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS Broadway Flea Market and Grand Auction, a day-long community reunion that took place back on October 3rd, 2021. Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS continues to be the philanthropic heart of Broadway, with every dollar donated at the Broadway Flea Market and Grand Auction helping to provide life-saving medication, healthcare, nutritious meals, and emergency support for those living with HIV and AIDS, struggling with COVID-19, or facing other life-threatening illnesses in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and Washington, D.C. In this third episode of our four-part series, we bring you conversations captured with Broadway's biggest names as they stopped by to generously lend their talents to the effort. First up, we have Dori Berenstein speaking to David Lachey, who is the Director of Marketing and Public Relations at the Theater Development Fund, known to most simply as TDF, another not-for-profit organization for the performing arts which works to make theater affordable and accessible to all. They're responsible for the famous TKTS booth, which sells same-day discounted Broadway and off-Broadway tickets to the public.
Hello, and welcome to the Broadway Podcast Network and the Flea Market from the deck of Juniors. We're really excited to be here. We have a very special guest. Yes, could you introduce yourself and tell us everything about yourself?
Everything. Oh, my God.
Everything.
Okay,
sit down. Everything.
My name is David Lachey. I'm the Director of Marketing and Public Relations at TDF, Theater Development Fund. And this is like my 25th year running the internationally world-famous TDF Picketick booth at the Broadway Cares Flea Market. So it's sort of like running a marathon one day a year. And it's exhausting but exciting.
I know people who come to the flea market to try and Picketick. Like, that is where they beeline.
Yes,
they go right there.
As a matter of fact, I got here like at 8:30 to set up, and there were people waiting for me at 8:30 because it's a wonderful thing. What it is for people who wouldn't know is I ask every show on or off Broadway to contribute tickets for this, and depending on the show, they can give me between 2 pair or 50 pair. And what I do all summer is staple little carnival tickets, 10,000 or so of them on my vacation. Anything for Tom Viola. And so I, people pay like a dollar, it used to be a dollar a chance, and if you buy one that has a stamp in it that says winner, you get one of those pairs of tickets randomly, almost like a grab bag. And the way I do it is like, some shows are so generous and we want people to win stuff so they can give money to Broadway Cares. We don't want them to not win. So the odds you're gonna win, like with $40 or so, is pretty, the math of it is pretty good. That's why people like it. We remind them that, and they spend a lot of money and they win some nice tickets, they win some things they don't want to see, but it doesn't matter. And so it's great to do this, and I'm glad we could do it again because last year we missed it.
Yeah, it's so important. It's raising so much money for Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS. TDF is incredible. TDF does so much for the community, and you guys have been very busy lately.
Well, we were busy during the pandemic because all of our programs, our community programs, education programs, everything moved online. So even though we were reduced staffed and furloughs and pay cuts and all that kind of stuff, we wanted to make sure our constituents were taken care of. Like, our families who go to autism-friendly performances, we did online special events produced for them. So we've sort of always been sort of busy, and now it's really gearing up. We reopened TKTS a few weeks ago, and that's slowly picking up, you know, as we get more shows to sell. Our membership is starting to go to the theater again. If you're not a TDF member, you might want to check it out, because we're getting a lot of shows to sell at pretty reduced prices. And we were hit just as badly as everybody else, because we're a bizarre not-for-profit that most of our revenue stream is from ticket sales at the booth or membership, that goes into all of our programming for communities, like I said, and people with physical disabilities and developmental disabilities. So that completely dried up, and we weren't eligible for Save Our Stages because we're not a stage. So yeah, it's pretty rough. And this year's going to be a little rough, too. So, you know, our development director would have liked it if I was I was doing this for us, but we've been doing this for Broadway Cares. And what was really interesting this year, I didn't know with shows starting up if the shows would be willing to contribute, because they're just everyone doesn't know, it's all new. No one's ever gone through this before. So what I did is I called a general manager that I'm friendly with who does a lot of shows. And I said, would your company managers be able to donate stuff this year? Because I know it's so crazy. And he said to me, now this is the problem, I asked a very nice general manager. So he said, not only would they should, because Broadway Cares and the Actors Fund and what they do for the Actors Fund has kept us all going, which I get a little emotional even saying, but then when I had to do all this work at the last minute, I was thinking, gee, I should have gone to a nasty general manager who would have said, no, we won't do it. So anyway, we did it, and everyone was cooperative. And it's almost, what time is it now? It's like 12:15, and we're pretty much almost sold out because people just lined. I was there at 8:30, and people, like I said, people were lined up. So it's exhilarating, and you know, we traditionally make about between $10,000 and $15,000 in 3 hours or 4 hours for them. And then I go to sleep for a long time.
Well, it's good to go to sleep afterwards because you have so much work to do at TDF. I just am such a fan of the work that you do. And I, if you don't mind using this moment to just talk a little bit more about that and how people can get involved and contribute to TDF. You know, I think it's very, very important.
Sure.
Well,
our mission is basically we want to bring the power of the performing arts to everyone. And no matter whether the barrier is financial, physical, developmental. So by financial, of course, is the obvious things, the TKTS booth, which is being run very safe now with social distancing. And it's really, we made great care for that. And for our membership, which gets even more reduced prices, which you need to be eligible. They're basically people who have careers that they wouldn't be able to afford even half price. So you have like retirees and teachers and civil servants and people who work for not-for-profits, people who work for the armed forces, freelancers, non-exempt employees. And these people join up for $40 a year, and then they get incredibly reduced prices to Broadway, off-Broadway, off-off-Broadway, music and dance. So in a normal year, you could go on there and there'll be 200 performances available for that night. Now we're getting to that. And it's really coming back. And some people were reticent, you know, because they're not sure they want to come back. But we did a poll of our membership. About 90-something percent are vaccinated, fully vaccinated. So these are people who want to get back. And so if you want to get back and, you know, save a little money and you're eligible, check out tdf.org and see if you want to become a member. And as far as the accessibility stuff is, we have we run open caption performances, audio described performances for people with vision loss. We, like I'd mentioned, we have autism-friendly performances where we buy out an entire performance, let's say, of The Lion King. And we sell it to families with kids or adults on the autism spectrum at the same price we pay for. We don't make money on that. And we work with the show on light cues and sound cues that wouldn't be jarring. We what else do we do with that? We have about 30 volunteers who are some of them professionals in the field. Helping during the show, you know, if kids have a meltdown or anything. And the great thing about that program, which is like 11 years old, and when we started it, we didn't know it would work because I didn't know anything personally. It hadn't touched my life, autism. And what it became was a safe place for these families to go where if the kids are having a meltdown or having some problem, there's no judgment, no one cares, everyone's been through it. We in the house, we do a play area and a quiet area, and it's just a wonderful thing. I remember the first performance of The Lion King that we did as autism, I was in the lobby with my executive director, and it was the middle of the first act, and a woman and her child came down, and the child was screaming, and we were like so upset, and I was thinking, oh no, they weren't going to ask for their money back or anything, and we felt so bad. And the woman said, "Oh no, we got through the first half hour. Maybe next time we'll get through the whole first act." And it was a different perspective that I didn't have. And some of these families and their kids have gone on to be able to be granted to be able to go to regular performances where they've learned how to go to the theater and enjoy it. And it's just an incredible thing to watch. I'm getting a little choked up talking about it. And it's very loud and busy here, so it's a bad place to cry.
Well, it's so important what you're doing, and you're changing lives. I'm such a big fan of TDF, and I hope everybody goes to check out the website and check out the ATPAM table if there are any tickets left. If not, make it your first stop when come to the flea market next
year.
The
early board does get the worm for ours. We start selling like an hour earlier because they're just lined up for us. So, yes. But it's amazing here. I had no idea that people would be so hungry for this event, and it's really wonderful. And you couldn't have ordered more perfect weather. Valerie at Broadway Cares did a wonderful job with the weather.
Amazing. The whole team there is extraordinary.
Yes.
You know?
And it's great to see you. And I've seen one of your shows, and I'm going to see the other one, and they're absolutely fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you, David. I adore you. And we go way back, and it's just so great to be fleeing with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being here, Dory.
Get ready, folks, because the stars are in the house. Literally. Seth Rudesky and James Wesley, who in the wake of the pandemic famously started and maintained their daily live stream internet series, Stars in the House. Here they are talking with Broadway social media influencer and Broadway Podcast Network producer, Ayanna Prescott.
Hi, I'm Ayanna from What's Up Broadway, and I am here with the fabulous duo from Stars in the House. Can you introduce yourselves?
My name is Seth Rudesky.
And I'm James Wesley.
Oh my God, I'm such big fans of yours. Literally during the pandemic, well, we're still living in it, but the year that there was no Broadway, you guys were the stars.
Oh, thank you.
The theater community. We were all looking at your videos on YouTube. Tell us a little bit about that and what went into like your idea of doing live interviews.
It was that big mouth, Jen Cody, who right now is doing the auction. When Broadway shut down, Jen Cody wrote, you know, Broadway shut down, people are out of work. She tweeted like, can't anybody help? And she tagged all these people and she didn't tag me. I'm like, how many benefits do I do a year? Why would you not tag me?
So I said to James. I wish Jen were up here.
I was furious. So I said to James, I was like, we really need to do something. And I said, why don't I make accompaniment of some songs and send it to a Broadway star. And then we could do like a little mini concert and ask for donations. So we'll do like a little 15-minute mini concert.
And I was like, that's not enough. It needs to be basically a full-on talk show, like an hour-long. Of course, now they're like an hour and a half. Sometimes they go 2 hours, but an hour-long show where we, you know, talk to these to people from Broadway, our friends. And so we basically texted and emailed a ton of people on that Sunday because we knew we needed to put out a press release. Everyone said yes. And then Monday morning, Dr. John LaPook called us about another project we had been working on. And we were like, well, actually, right now we're working on a show that we're doing tonight at 8 o'clock called Stars in the House. Brian Stokes Mitchell came up with the name. And he was like, well, I'm available if you want to join us, if you want me to join you. And we're like, sure.
Cut to 400 shows plus later, he's still available.
Okay, so you've had everyone from the Broadway community on your show. Top five.
Oh my gosh, it's so not fair.
That's not fair, I'm sorry, but top five.
We have to put Kelly O'Hara in that top five because she didn't know what in the hell she was getting into when we asked her.
She did the very first one.
And she did the very first one, so we have to include Kelly. I would, of course, Audra and Will Swenson.
Well, I'll make that more general and just say the Ragtime Reunion.
The Ragtime Reunion, yeah. So if we want to do top shows, Ragtime Reunion was pretty amazing. But I have to also say, even though I was driving into the city and I missed it, Dreamgirls, Seth's Dreamgirls from 2001, which was amazing, and having Heather Headley and Lilias White and Audra and
Norm was there.
Norm Lewis and Darius Tahas. And seeing all the love they gave Seth, that was one of my personal favorites.
That's amazing. And you're at Broadway Flea, benefiting Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS. What are you looking forward to most about being back with all these people?
No joke, I'm praying they're having a bake sale table.
I knew you were going to say that.
All I was thinking yesterday is like, I've got to have like a giant amount of chocolate chip cookies. So that's just like...
Our diet begins tomorrow, so we were like purposely beginning tomorrow because we were like... hoping we can make it to get some good baked goods.
So that's sort of the shallow level of what we're looking for. But it's just amazing seeing, you know, because when we do stores in the house, we do get all these great comments on the side, but it's just us and our little house. So to have all these people come over to us, it's been very
emotional. Even only seeing half a face, to see people say, I've watched the very first show and your show I know saved lives. And of course, we have to include Dr. John LaPook in that.
Because he literally saved lives.
Yeah. But that's been a really moving thing that I did not expect. I was just talking to Seth about it right before we started talking to you, that they would be so consistent and people saying, thank you, you got me through those first days, weeks, months of the pandemic. And the information from Dr. LaPook and how helpful that was really, it's been very moving.
Yeah, the one-on-one interaction has been amazing today.
And you've been in the house so much. Have you been back to a show on Broadway?
We just saw
Six.
Yes. Nice, which opens tonight.
Beheaded. Right. Sorry, such a slow beginning. yes, we just saw Six. Yeah, which, my God, they've been on our show twice already. So it was like the reverse. Normally we have, you know, the stars on that we've seen in a million Broadway shows. We hadn't seen a lot of these women when we had them on the show, so it was so amazing to see them on Broadway. They were incredible.
It's like, now I want to go back and watch the shows when they were all on and they were like riffing when they were reading singing donations.
Yes.
It's like, now I want to go back. It's like, oh, that's her.
Yeah. We didn't know. We just knew they played queens. We didn't know.
Yeah,
anyway,
we didn't know.
We loved it. They're so amazingly talented, yeah. Those women.
And let's talk about your concert series.
Can you possibly promote the SethConcertSeries.com?
Yeah, let's talk about it. You have a phenomenal lineup. Justin Guarini, Jesse Mueller, Shoshana Bean. Let's talk about this.
Right. Well, basically, when everything shut down, I began a live concert series last year called the Seth Concert Series. And we did the technology where they could be in their house and I could be in my house and we could perform together. And it was amazing. But now, because we are double vaccinated and we have these home COVID tests, we're having these stars come over to our apartment and we're literally giving a live concert together in the same room. And because we're together, it's much easier to take requests. So when it's live, we're going to be reading the requests that are coming in and I'm going to be like, you know, Jesse Mueller, let me hear some Wicked. Hit it.
Yeah.
And it's every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. It only airs once because it's literally live. Tickets are at thesethconcertseries.com.
That's right.
The Seth Concert Series. There's a QR code. Hopefully you're giving these out, these cards out.
Yes, ma'am.
At our booth.
Come to our booth.
And last question. What does Broadway Gives Back mean to you personally?
What does Broadway Gives Back mean? To me, it means, I guess, just, I feel like, gives back. I feel it's symbiotic. I feel the audience gives to Broadway because it's so fun to perform in front of a live audience. And I feel Broadway gives to the audience all that love and support and making you want to live. I just feel it's a very symbiotic. So I feel both sides get back.
And the one word that comes to me is joy.
Yes.
Joy.
Joy. And the community, the theater community is so phenomenal. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For saving all of us during the pandemic. Continue on. I look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Broadway Podcast Network.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Rounding out this episode, our final conversation is a candid discussion between Justin Squiggs Robertson, the phenomenal artist behind the Lights of Broadway show cards, and Alan Seals, the other co-founder of the Broadway Podcast Network. He is also a Broadway producer and a podcast host. The Lights of Broadway cards are all about giving back. A portion of proceeds of the card sales benefit charities close to the collective heart of the Broadway community, including Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS.
boom, Mr. Squiggs. Everybody, if everybody could turn your attention to juniors right now, the man sitting next to me is Justin Squiggs Robertson, the mastermind behind so many, can you hold these up, fan these out. These are the Broadway Podcast Network Lights of Broadway cards. Squiggs has become more or less the, are you the official yet? The official illustrator for?
I'm one of them, yes.
One of them, sure. Yes. Whenever I see anything that is drawn and not like a created graphic, it's you. There's two things. One is how you got involved with theater. Why are you drawing, illustrating for Broadway and for theater? And then how did you even get started in this in the first place?
Sure. Well, I'm also an actor, a performer in musical theater, and I've done so since the early 90s. And so when I was first starting out, being a poor college student at the time, I decided that for closing night gift, I would draw my fellow cast members. And so I started a tradition that every closing night would be at that time, you know, Squiggs, the name wasn't around. It was just Justin. So I'd draw closing night gifts, and that kind of snowballed into people would cast me because they would just want a sketch. And then eventually people started hiring me to draw their stuff around the country, and eventually I came to New York to do it. So
I feel like there's a lot you're leaving out because you're saying that I was drawing closing night gifts and then all of a sudden I'm hired around the country. Well, there's a big kind of stepping stone there.
Yeah, no, it took a little bit of effort. You know, I put out stuff on Facebook and I, you know, do, you know, I would send sketches to stage doors and that sort of a thing. So, yeah, there was a little bit more effort than just, you know, drawing.
So Lights of Broadway cards. The Lights of Broadway, they are the equivalent, I would describe them as baseball cards for Broadway.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
So, are you just constantly day and night, you wake up, you start drawing cast members, you're drawing understudies, you're drawing events, because there's a special, isn't there a special card now for the Flea?
Yeah, we actually have a 5-card set for the Flea. We have, basically, especially with events like the Flea Market and like Broadway Con, we try to keep the subject matter really timely as far as something that's going on right now. So with the 5 cards of the Broadway Flea Market set this year, we have one that's black playwrights on Broadway with 7 playwrights that are having their work shown in a few months. We have one card that celebrates September 14th, which is the day that like 4 big shows return to Broadway. We have a card that is, it's called Doing Your Mask Work, which in theater, when you're studying theater, it's, you know, putting on masks and like acting with your body as opposed with your face. So we kind of turned it on its head, and it's because we're all wearing masks in the theater now and you know, and taking care of each other. And then we have a couple of cards, one celebrating the life of Nick Cordero at Waitress and all the events that happened around celebrating him when they came back. And then also Hadestown, the opening night for them, they had they sang out on the fire escape. And so we have a song, a card called We're Gonna Sing It Again.
So where do you come up? Is it you that comes up with the ideas behind this? Or, I mean, do you have like a daily brainstorming? You're like, all right, so I'm going to draw Hadestown, or why not this and that instead?
Sure, sure. I mean, ideas come from a lot of places. I mean, I come up with a lot of them, but there are so many that that I get from Dori Berenstein, fantastic partner on the Lights of Broadway, and co-founder, as well as sometimes we pull our light catchers, which is what we call the collectors of Lights of Broadway. Our light catchers will have a bit of say in what's going to be on cards.
Did you ever expect? Well, okay. Well, before I get to this question, the proceeds from Lights of Broadway go to Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS, right?
So there is a portion, yes, of proceeds. Yeah.
Yeah. So the whole thing is very philanthropic. It's very giving back, right? And did you, though, when you started all of this, and you and Dori, when you were talking and sat down, you're like, we should just do this. Did you ever think that it would be as popular as they are? Because at Broadway Con and other cons and things like this, there are people, your light catchers, have whole sessions dedicated to trading and finding these rare cards.
Yeah, I don't think either Dori or I had an idea about how big it would get and how passionate our light catchers would be over this. But when we first met, and actually the flea market has a big part in how the Lights of Broadway came to be. First of all, I was at a flea market years and years ago, and Dori's kids came to my booth and bought some prints of shows that they had seen in the previous season. They took those home, and their dad, Mitchell, saw them and called me and asked me to do a commission for Dory for her birthday. And Dory then called me and invited me to lunch at Sardi's, where we, the first idea that we both came up with to chat about was Broadway trading cards. So that's how Lights of Broadway came to be. And, you know, one of the things that we are all most proud of with this is the giving back aspect. We do give proceeds to Broadway Cares and Actors Fund. And then we also have what's called our giving back program, which is cards that are like super, super limited, numbered and signed. And each edition we choose, you know, a number of celebrities to do this for us, and they get to choose a charity that they're passionate about. Last year with the whole pandemic thing, we didn't do that just because of, you know, pens going back and forth and mail problems and that sort of thing. But coming up in the next edition, the 2021 edition, we have the return of our giving back program, and we'll be soon announcing our lineup for our giving back cards. And it's very exciting. We have five cards. Three of them are individual artists, and two of them are duos. So we're going to announce that coming up soon.
When can we expect that announcement? And where should they find it?
Well, sure. If you go to our website, which is thelightsofbroadway.nyc, you can sign up for our newsletter, which will blast out any information about what's coming up. We're right now, the cards, the main edition is at the printer, ready to go. We're just waiting on some things like signatures on these giving back cards. And that should be happening sometime very soon. I would guess that we'll probably be announcing within a couple, 3 weeks.
And there's a completely new set of cards. Is this part of this, or there's a whole new set of reopening Broadway cards?
Well, it's our 2021 edition of cards, and this giving back little pocket is part of that edition. So those announcements will be rolling out very, very soon.
What is probably the weirdest thing that you've been commissioned to draw in this community?
Oh, goodness. Well, I would say this, it precedes the Lights of Broadway, but years ago, I got a commission to draw a sketch for the opening night of High Fidelity on Broadway. And it was Jeb Brown, a Broadway actor, who commissioned this. And the sketch was of things that were cut on the way to Broadway. So the sketch...
Oddly specific.
Yes. The sketch was of looking into a storage closet at the Imperial Theater, and there were characters that were cut sitting around playing Jenga. And then there are... there's racks of blue jeans that Will Chase nixed on the way to opening. There are boxes full of cuss words that they decided were just a little bit too far. There's little bits of set pieces. There's a jar of fake teeth that, like in the story, like the UPS guy or someone, the patchouli guy gets his, you know, gets beaten up. And so at one point, he spit out all these fake teeth. And then they realize there's a dance number coming up. So getting fake teeth off of the... or, you know, lentils or whatever it was, off the stage was a little bit of a problem. So it was basically a whole drawing of cut things. So it was one of my favorite things, because he kept, like, texting me and calling me with all these different, like, oh, another thing got cut. Here, put that in. So that's my favorite.
Is there anything that you haven't gotten to draw yet that you want to?
Well, so many shows are opening right now, and it's everyone's kind of figuring out how things are coming back. And so I'm looking forward to drawing a lot of the stuff that almost got to open, right before the pandemic, and will soon be opening. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
So if anybody wants to commission you to draw their projects, to draw anything, how can they reach you?
Sure. Well, you can go to my website, which is squigsonline.com. And, you can reach me that way.
Well, and around here in the Flea, where is the Lights of Broadway booth?
Lights of Broadway is smack dab in the middle of Schubert Alley, right across from where the auction is happening right now. We're right here between Stars in the House and Closed Shows on Broadway. I think that's the other booth on the other end. So,
yeah. I love.
You can find all sorts of things here at the Flea.
I love
it. It's
this.
Amazing.
Well, so I'm gonna take a cue from Eli Tokash, who's been asking everyone in his interviews, what does Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS mean to you? What is the significance?
BCEFA is just it's the heart of Broadway. It truly is. It was formed out of necessity in a time when people were truly suffering through a pandemic, and we're here coming out of another pandemic. And it's just an example of humans being human and pooling resources to help each other. And that is such an amazing thing. It's a reminder of the best of humanity. And I think that it's, you know, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else on a flea day. So,
well, on my podcast, I always wrap up every episode with three standard closing questions. But I'm going to pick one, and I'm going to ask you one right now. The first one, or the question I'm going to ask you is: you can only see one show for the rest of your life, but you can see it as many times as you want. What would you see?
Wow, that's the tricky one. I've long been a fan of Sunday in the Park with George. Whether it be Mandy and Bernie or Jake and Annalie, whoever, I love that show.
Right. Well, thank you so much for coming out.
My pleasure.
And
thanks for having
me. You're going to be at the Lights of Broadway booth for the remainder of the day?
Yes. We should be around there till at least 6 or
so. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for listening to the third episode of our four-part BPN Live miniseries recorded at the 2021 Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS Broadway Flea Market and Grand Auction. Mark your calendars because the next one is coming up fast on September 25th, 2022. For complete information and to find out more about the next Broadway Cares event, make sure to visit BroadwayCares.org. That's BroadwayCares.org. And for more great podcasts, radio plays, comedies, and behind-the-scene action from your favorite industry, be sure to visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com and download our iOS app.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.